is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you are well. I hope you are amazing. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. And much love to Greg as well for holding it down in New York City on the boards. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have had a busy Thursday. We're getting closer to the championship games for the AFC, the NFC. We got to wait until Sunday for that. But we've had more NFL news. Apparently, the Jacksonville Jaguars are getting close to an agreement with Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator from the Buccaneers, the man who initially said, I don't want the job. And then they fired Trent Baalke, and now he wants the job. It looks like he's going to get it. Not done yet, but apparently they're working on it. Rob Saleh looks like he's going to return as the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Sounds like a better job than coaching the Jets. Dallas Cowboys still don't have a coach. Is it going to be their offensive coordinator, Schottenheimer? I don't know. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys always making ridiculous mistakes. We had Trey Wingo, who joined us earlier on in the show. Trey Wingo, now a host on DraftKings, on the DraftKings Network. Thank you to Trey Wingo for joining us. And so we've had a busy day. And right before we went to break, we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs as they get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills and all of these calls of preferential treatment that they receive, all these favorable calls that they get from the refs, the allegations from the Houston Texans that we didn't have to just play against the Kansas City Chiefs. We had to play against the referees. Like this was some type of a handicap match or something like that. What are we doing here? So I'm going to take more of your calls on that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is January 23rd. It has been that all day long. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Shout outs to people listening live on the radio, wherever the hell you live. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you as well to everybody watching on our YouTube live stream. Just go to YouTube, search the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the JR Sport Brief stream pops right on up. Thank you. Oh, how about this? This is some news that also came through in the past hour. I don't know how many people are excited about this because the NBA is certainly changing up its all-star format. They're going to pick teams now. They're going to have four different teams of guys playing against each other. Either way, the starters were revealed. In the Eastern Conference, you got Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers, Karl-Anthony Towns, also of the New York Knicks, Jason Tatum of the Celtics, and Giannis. Giannis led all fan voting for the second consecutive year. Giannis will be representing the Bucks as a starter in the East. And then in the West, Steph Curry, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic. Those are your starters for the Western Conference. And next week, we'll find out more of the starters. And I don't know when they're going to do this stupid selection show with Charles Barkley and Shaq and what have you. But there you have it. No Victor Wembanyama. He'll eventually be a starter for the next million years if he stays healthy. No LaMelo Ball. So people complain and get over it. It's LaMelo. Guy's just jacking up shots, and his team stinks anyway. And now that Brandon Miller is out for the season with a busted-up wrist, LaMelo's green light? There are no lights. He's just going to be shooting the ball the whole damn time. And then we talked about Jimmy Butler. No new news there, except for when Billy Butler. Hickey, who the hell is Billy Butler? Is that a real person, or I made that up?
I think he's a former Royals first baseman, like back in the day.
Oh, that's Hickey, it's not back in the day. Stop it.
I mean, back in the day, being like 2010 Billy Butler, not like 1990.
Okay. Don't say 2010 back in the day.
His last year is 2016.
Yeah, Billy Butler.
Had 12 games of the Yankees. I'm sure you remember that. Split between the A's and the Yankees.
No, I don't. I do not recall Billy. Did he hit a home run?
He hit one homer and 29 at bats. They hit 345 in the small time he had with the Yankees.
And let's cram some baseball news in here while we're at it as well. Pete Alonso talking to the Toronto Blue Jays, huh?
Finally got the hint, I guess, from the Mets that they don't want him.
How's that guy's body going to last on that concrete carpet?
It's a great question.
Not going to last.
That's why Shohei didn't want to go there.
Who wants to play on that? Nobody. I still think there's a possibility that he returns to the Mets. I still do, I think. Let's see if this is a kind of a move by him. Otherwise, he's going to be a Blue Jay. I don't see him having a great year out there. Going to look kind of pathetic in that uniform, but what do I know? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is crazy as well. We're going to save this for the next break because this is bananas. Hickey, what happened? You mentioned Ohtani. Ipe Mizuhara, there's now audio of him being a scammer?
There's captured audio of him on the phone with a bank pretending to be Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. We have this audio?
We do have this audio, yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard it. Can we play it in the next break? Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I can't wait.
You don't go anywhere. Do not change that radio. It is very good. I've heard it already. It is very funny.
I want to know what a guy sounds like who's pretending to be Shohei. I want to know what he sounds like. I can't wait. We'll get to that in the next break. You know, we had talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. We know the Buffalo Bills are trying to get past them. Josh Allen eliminated. He's 0-3 in the playoffs. It's like, man, I can't beat them to save my damn life. This man wants to go to a Super Bowl. And Josh Allen, he made it very clear yesterday. He said, man, all these playoff losses against the Chiefs, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. Every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. You know, we're just grateful and humbled to have another opportunity at it.
Man, he's going to be hurting some more if they lose on Sunday. And we'll dive deeper into the game tomorrow. I'll give you predictions on who I think is going to win the NFC and AFC title games. But could you imagine Mahomes sends him home again? Oh my God. Like I ain't got no horse in the race. I don't care. Like I'm rooting for both. That's why I don't care. Like I would have loved it if Lamar was still here, and I would love if he won a championship. I want to see Josh Allen win a title. I want to see the Chiefs three-peat. Like I want to see it all. I want to see the Eagles finally win a championship with Hurts back there, but you can't have everything, right? I just want good stories and good football. I don't care. But if Mahomes sends Josh Allen home again, Josh Allen, they need to preserve a bench right next to Lamar Jackson. Hey, y'all two sit over there while the boss man goes and shows you how it's done. That's crazy. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Right now, we'll get some more of your calls. We got people with opinions on the Chiefs and the refs. And just to be clear, and you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. For anybody thinking that the NFL and the league is manipulating games so the Chiefs win, like, don't fool yourself. Come on. Do the players try to manipulate the referees to get calls to go their way? Of course they do. Everybody does. You want a favorable call. That's what the coaches do as well. Hey, look out for that. Watch out for that. Pay attention to this. Everybody does it. But is the NFL and the referees, are they having full-blown meetings going, man, we need the Chiefs to win this one? No, the Chiefs are just good. That's why they win. Cut it out with the refs are on the take stuff. Not happening. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, but let's talk to Henry. Henry is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief show, Henry, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
What's up? How are you doing?
Amazing.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment on the Chiefs a little bit on this ref thing. I think, you know, they're pretty much like the Patriots were for the 2000s and when they were doing their deal. They're the evil empire. So, you know, the only reason they win is because of the refs. Well, you know, that's kind of hogwash, you know. They win because they're a great team, like you said. Another thing, on when Mahomes is flopping out of bounds and, you know, people are not liking that stuff, just take a look at the line, the defensive linemen every time they think they're getting hold or they're held.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, that's a part of the game is selling calls. I mean, and yeah, we got guys, nobody, and I don't care, it's more prevalent when you think about soccer, the NBA. You don't typically think about flopping when you think of football. The first thing that comes to my mind is not even the NFL. I think about, like, college, at the college level. We got players who are trying to manipulate the clock and get timeouts by just, Mike, let me watch my words here. That's manipulation to the worst degree. But we got coaches on the sidelines looking at the kids going, hey, man, drop. Like, I grab your knee. Like, you need to get kicked in your knee for telling him to do that. It's so, that is more unforgivable. But somebody trying to sell a call, I understand it. It's a part of the game. Do we have some guys that do it more than others? Yes, and absolutely. Hey, I'm going out of bounds. I need to, you know, take a dive so I get a call. I get it. It's a part of the game, and just get over it. It's not the refs out here trying to do stuff. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Like, I get it. Who's not selling a call? And we got so many cameras and stuff all over the place. Of course dudes are going to get caught doing it. In the NBA, you see a guy go to the basket, and then the next thing you know, you see another video of a player just saying, hey, man, why are you flipping your neck back like that? You ain't get clobbered? Cut it out. 855-212-4227. Buddy's here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
At the end of the day, it's about fundamentals execution. The Texans didn't do it. The Chiefs did. That's what it's all about. You got the refs. You're supposed to have the best refs in the postseason in the Super Bowl. It's supposed to be the refs that didn't miss calls or as many calls and all that. I think there needs to be more accountability for the refs.
Well, they do that, buddy, and thank you for calling from Alabama. Like, they do that. Like, these guys are graded just like everybody else, and they do put the best crews together from the guys who have made less mistakes and have the best grades. Like, nobody out here is going to bat 1,000. Like, you ain't going to find a human being, let alone a referee, who's not making a mistake. And so, I mean, if you're looking for perfection, then let's just go ahead and get the robots calling the game, all right? Let's call Elon Musk and see what referees he has available that can call the Super Bowl. Like, they don't exist. There's no such thing as perfection. And that, you know, in a certain way, and I understand that's also part of baseball, there's a beauty in the imperfection and that you have to try and that you're going to fail. Nobody's batting 1,000. Nobody's completing every one of their passes. Nobody's catching every pass. I mean, we had Mark Andrews today who broke his silence on social media and basically told everybody, listen, man, yeah, I made a mistake. Thank you to everybody who supported me. It took me a while to, you know, just kind of internalize everything, but I'm going to come back and do the best that I can. That's all you can ask for. Who the hell cares if the guy spoke right after the game or 2 days after the game? That ain't going to make him catch the ball. He's a human being. And so I think that's where things get lost in a lot of cases. Just be a human. The refs are humans. They're going to make mistakes. Mike is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, how's it going, JR? See, you got that Bulldogs sweaty on, man.
Yeah, man, I like free clothes, yeah.
Hey, so I just want to make a comment about that KC in Texas. Yeah, I'm jumping off of what Buddy said. You know, they didn't execute. The Texans had the opportunities. I'm with you on that. You know, it's like they had the field goal opportunities. There was a couple of drop passes. There was a couple of bad calls and all, but it's still at the same time, you know, they had chances to win the game. The game was close enough to where they had chances to take over the game, and they didn't execute. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, coming out and just all those guys bashing the refs and all, it's like, you know, they need to kind of act like they've been there a little bit more class. You know, I love D'Amico Ryans. He's a homer from Bama and all, but, you know, they need to They needed to execute, and they did not. They missed all those opportunities. So
yeah.
You can blame it on the refs all you want to, but you know, at the end of the day, you didn't take care of business.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. And here's the thing: human nature. And I don't care if it's a football game. I don't care if it's the game of life. You know, typically we are quick to blame other people when we fail before we take a look in the mirror at ourselves. And sometimes you got to look in that mirror and go, you know what? I screwed up. I had control over this, and this is what I could have done better. And so, sports I always say is a microcosm of life. And sometimes we got to look in the mirror before we start pointing fingers at just other circumstances. Mike, I appreciate you, man. You be safe, okay?
Be good, man. See you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Birmingham, who obviously is watching the stream. Because he knows exactly what the hell I have on. Thank you. You can watch the YouTube stream. Just search the Infinity Sports Network, and I will pop right on up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey told us about this, and I cannot wait to hear it. This is interesting timing, since we're talking about referees on the take. Ipe Mizuhara, the former translator and, I guess, former best friend of Shohei Ohtani. We got audio of this man via The Athletic. They're the ones who dug this up. We got audio of him impersonating Shohei. Hickey, how much money is he trying? He called the bank trying to get money?
Yes, a pretty large sum of money transferred over to him.
How much money? We talking hundreds of millions of dollars?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Over the phone?
Over the phone.
All right. We're going to hear what an idiot sounds like on the other side of the break. If you need to know what not to do if you need money, we're going to hear Ipe Mizuhara impersonate Shohei Ohtani. I cannot wait to hear what this sounds like. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my goodness. Take the money and run. Damn. You could take the money and run. You better understand. If you take that money and run, if you get caught, you could go away for a very long time. It's crazy to think. It was almost a year ago, right before the start of the regular season. Hickey, how about this? This is good news, I guess. We got pitchers and catchers. They're going to report in what, like a month? A little less than a month? What?
Three weeks, a month. Let's go.
How the hell are we here already, man?
That's one of the best things about the extended NFL season is that it really bridges the gap in February, where there feels like there's just absolutely nothing sports-wise for the most part. It bridges the gap a lot more.
At 1 p.m. on a random Wednesday in February, I'll be listening to baseball or watching it. How about that? A bunch of guys that I've never heard of in my life that won't make the roster. Some of them. Most of them. Anyway, time flies. It was almost a year ago that we learned that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, stole. It must be nice to have this much money stolen from you and you don't even realize it. $17 million. $17 million. Sometimes I walk in my house and I think about the dollar that was left on the counter and I go, who stole my dollar? This is in my own house. This man is losing. He lost $17 million to his friend and interpreter. You want to know what Ipe Mizuhara is getting ready for in a couple of weeks? Sentencing. He could face up to 33 years in prison. This man gambled away and lost $183 million. Oh, my God. He couldn't invest that somewhere else. He had to gamble. Gambling is tough, man. We just had this whole conversation about the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not they received preferential treatment from the referees. And I'm telling you, there's no way in hell the NFL as a business that continues to generate more than $20 billion a year, that they're going to mess up their money or the owner's money, the commissioner's money, the sports betting company's money, your money. They're not messing up the money by saying, hey, man, we need Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Make it happen. Cut that out. Like, this is real life. This is big business. This is big money. And so I guess because we're getting a little closer to Ipe Mizuhara's sentencing date, we're starting to get some leaks. I guess they want to throw the book at the guy. I guess they want to sway the court of public opinion. Because as Hickey shared with us, The Athletic has actually uncovered audio. This is real investigative journalism. I can't do this stuff. I'm not doing this to save my life. I got better things to do. Let somebody else do it. I make fun of it. But The Athletic, they have audio of Ipe Mizuhara on the phone with Shohei's bank trying to get the bank, Hickey, what is it, to have them transfer over hundreds of thousands of dollars?
You know it.
He's pretending to be Shohei Ohtani. Is that what this is?
Correct.
Is that show still on TV? Criminals do the, is it Criminals Say the Dumbest Things or Kids or Dumb Criminals? I don't know. Let's take a listen to Ipe Mizuhara pretend to be Shohei Ohtani to steal money.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. How may I help you?
So I tried to log in to online banking, and it told me that it's not available to me at this time, and I need a call.
Sure, I can take a look into that. Alrighty. And could you tell me the name of the payee and the amount of the transaction, please?
The person I'm sending to?
Yes.
It's for $200,000.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, recently we come across a trend of fraud and scams, so we have been monitoring the online transactions closely to make sure our clients are not the victim of either. What is the reason for this transaction?
For a car loan.
Okay. You said it's for a car loan?
Yes.
Okay. What is your relationship to the payee?
He's my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my God. A $200,000 car. What were they buying? At a Rolls Royce? $1 million Rolls? Like, what? Like, what? 200 over the phone? I get it. There's different levels of banking. I mean, we have, there's different levels of banking. Trust me. And $200,000, you doing this over the phone with somebody? Man, what you need this money for? A car loan. How much? $200,000. Well, we got fraudsters and schemesters out here. Were you sending this money to who now? My friend. You're sending $200,000 to your friend for a car loan? You want to write a check? Hey, let's go to the bank together. Over the phone? Man, this dude was desperate. That's a desperate criminal right there. Hey, you know we got thieves out here. Hickey, that was when she asked, hey, by the way, you know we got people stealing out here. We got to make sure that, you know, nobody's stealing anything. That was the most hilarious part of that call.
Don't worry. No scam here. I'm just trying to give my friend a nice little car loan payment.
Yeah, I want to send my friend $200,000 for a car loan so he can buy a car. Yeah.
Look at me, great friend.
Yeah, right? Hickey, we're friends. Give me $200,000. I'll pay you back tomorrow.
And in a longer version of that, the banker asked later, like, will this be a recurring payment? He goes, yes.
Every 2 weeks,
$200. Yeah. So next time, just push it through. You know, this is one-time authentication, but... Yeah, this will happen more often, so don't flag it next time.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. And this is not ironic timing. Like, this stuff is going out on purpose now. I wouldn't be surprised if we got something else. And I love how, I can't even say. That's what Shohei Ohtani sounds like all the time? Is that what he sounds like? Speaking English?
I guess to the banker, yeah.
Listen, only time we heard Shohei speak, I heard him say thank you for, I think, winning a gold glove or whatever the hell, I don't know. And then we heard him say thank you to the Dodger fans when he won the World Series. Thank you, fans. That's all we heard. I'm supposed to think that Shohei is picking up the phone and he's calling the bank over the phone to transfer $200,000? Okay. Hickey, what is Ipe doing right now, knowing that this is out in public?
I mean, at this point,
he's cooked. It doesn't matter.
Right. Like,
I mean, but is he going to get the whole 33 years? I mean, he can't. I'm like, damn.
He should. I was reading something for The Athletic in this article. They said they're looking for 5 years. Feels very low.
He's looking for five.
Oh, maybe he's looking for five.
Yeah. I mean, well, if he stole $17 million from the guy,
he should be in jail for a long time.
What a 1 year for every mil? 1 mil for every year, right? No, 17 years.
That feels fair. They also put in here his salary. Do you want to take a guess what he was making from the Dodgers or scheduled to make from the Dodgers?
I did see that, I want to say, last year. He was making, like, more than 150. Was it, like, 170, 180, something like that, 200?
According to The Athletic, he was scheduled to make $500,000.
He was making a half?
And apparently, as well, Shohei was giving some money on the side, like on top of that. Huh. So he was making a pretty penny just translating Japanese to English and vice versa.
He didn't have to. So let's understand this. This man was making, let's just call it six, right? Let's give him $650. This man was making $650,000 a year. He didn't have to pay for any of the travel all over the country. He didn't have to pay to eat anywhere all over the country. He didn't have to pay for anything. All this man had to do was travel the world and stand next to Shohei Ohtani. And all Shohei Ohtani, yes, it was good. I had a great game. I hit a home run. Yeah, 7 strikeouts. It's good. He had to stand there for 3 minutes a day and translate. And instead, this guy wanted to be a gambling crook. Gambling is, it's an addiction. It's dangerous. I mean, damn, gambling is something crazy. Let me translate. Hickey, I don't speak no other languages fluently, but can I do what he's doing? Like, Shohei don't say much. I can pretend.
I wonder if half the time he's just like, say whatever. You know, when he's speaking, he's like, who cares? Say whatever. Make me sound good.
Remember there was that at one point in time, I don't know, it might be too local. There was a, what do you call it?
Translator?
Yeah, but for hard of hearing, sign language. There was a sign language interpreter. It was for like a politician or something like that. And there was a person, this person wasn't signing. Like, they were just throwing up BS behind the, do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Hey, Marco, are you familiar?
I do.
Was that for a politician or a musician? Or what was
no,
that
I'm pretty
for?
Sure it was a politician. They were just doing nonsense. There was nothing signing, and then you had to have someone that actually knew sign language that was like, what is this person doing? Because it's not sign language.
Yeah.
How long did this go on for?
They were telling them to, you know, steal second. Nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know. It went on long enough for this person, A, to get a job. Like, this is one of those things where somebody applies for a job where they really don't have the skill set for what's going on. And then they get the job and they go, hey, we need you to translate for mayor. I don't know, mayor, fill in the blank. And then you're standing behind the mayor. They're talking about a water crisis and you're just, you know, oceans and waves. It's just.
He's rounding third. Give him the windmill.
Right.
Slide on the outside of the bag.
Man, Marco, did you hear Ipe acting like Shohei? Did you hear it?
No, I haven't heard it.
Yo, Hickey, this is Ipe Mizuhara. The Athletic got audio of Ipe trying to have $200,000 transferred into his account. He's pretending to be Shohei. Listen to a thief, a stupid one.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. How may I help you?
So I tried to log in to online banking, and it told me that it's not available to me at this time, and I need a call.
Sure, I can take a look into that. Alrighty. And could you tell me the name of the payee and the amount of the transaction, please?
The person I'm sending to?
Yes.
It's for $200,000.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, recently we come across a trend of fraud and scams, so we have been monitoring the online transactions closely to make sure our clients are not the victim of either. What is the reason for this transaction?
For a car loan.
Okay. You said it's for a car loan?
Yes.
Okay. What is your relationship to the payee?
He's my friend.
Oh, my God. Marco, that is...
car loan? That's the best you could do?
$200,000. Hey, Hickey said that there's more audio where she asked, like, hey, is this going to be a recurring thing? And the guy's just like, yeah. He's like, yeah, every 3 weeks, just, you know.
Push it through. Don't flag it, all right, please?
I need $200K from this account every week.
But the game starts in 20 minutes. Can we get this going here? At the over. I mean, the car loan's coming soon.
Wouldn't that be funny? He's in the back of the locker room, standing in the corner, just trying to be on the phone with the bank. He's like, man, I got to go out onto the field in a minute. Yeah, I got. He probably has the bookie on the other line. Just, where's the money?
You know, if you're going to make this call, you didn't stop and think for a few minutes what you're going to have to say and what you're going to have to go through. I mean, we practice what our order is when you go through a fast food line to try to make sure that you get it right before you get up to the teller. He didn't figure out what he wanted the money for before he got on the phone?
Oh, he knew. Carlone, you heard him. You don't think he was certain about it?
Damn.
What you need this money for? A car loan. Why? For your friend? Okay, so your friend doesn't need the money from the bank, but they need the $200K from you, and we're going to send this every couple of weeks. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
That lady was hitting every button on the back end. She was like, oh, yeah, okay, this is some fishy business. Oh, my God. Listen, people, crime does not pay. Marco, I said that he should go away. He's facing 33 years. His sentencing is, how about this? It's on the NBA trade deadline. February 6th, he finds out how long he goes away for. He's facing 33 years. I think he should get 1 year for every mil that he stole. It's about 16, 17. What do you think?
I think that's fair. Well, in reality, he's probably going to get, what, 3? And probation will be out in 6 months? Like, what's he going to get?
And so what happens? He comes out and they send him back to Japan? He's not a citizen.
I mean, probably. And then he's just got to get a regular job.
Yeah, that's, now that I think about it, yeah, he ain't staying in this country. That's not happening.
I don't see. Look, this is awful. This is terrible. This is something where you should. Look, you can't do stuff like this. I just, you know, we're stupid. We let people get away with all kinds of stuff. So it wouldn't shock me if he is there for a year or two at max and then he's out and...
Well.
You know, because he's not a threat to society. He's not a danger to anybody.
He's a threat to Shohei. Come on now.
Yeah, well.
They should let Shohei punch him.
Apparently, he's not that bright, so he's really not a threat to anybody. He's not going to do much damage when he gets out in the street and tries to be a master criminal. And this is the type of stories he can come up with.
Hickey said at baseline, just from the Dodgers, he was making half. He was making half a mil, right?
Half. Scheduled to. Obviously, I didn't see most of that. But they're supposed to pay him $500,000 to translate a few words a night.
Now, was that a raise from what the Angels were paying him? Like, were the Angels lowballing him?
Double. He started off at $80,000 from the Angels in Shohei's first year. Then it rose up to 2022. I saw $250,000.
And then they said
the Dodgers doubled it to $500,000.
And the Dodgers just flush with money, huh?
And then he
must
was
be nice.
And then you said Ohtani was giving him money on top of that.
That's right, and paid for a lot of things as well. So
yeah, he didn't have to pay for nothing.
Like, well, basically, that's going right to your savings account.
Well, not for nothing though. If the two of them go out for dinner, you really think the translator's picking up the bill? Like, Ohtani should be picking up that bill.
Well, the point is, this guy blew a free life. He's a dummy.
Yeah,
he's stupid.
Wow.
He didn't have to pay for travel. He didn't have to pay for food. And he's getting about $600,000 a year. What a jackass.
Shohei even paid for his dental visits.
He had insurance. This guy. I want to punch Ipe Mizuo.
Who paid for his dental?
Shohei.
So, damn, the Dodgers, with all that, they still can't get dental? That sucks.
Hey, he's a part-time employee, I guess. He's seasonal, sorry.
Sucks.
I'm mad at this guy. I want to punch him. I'm going to go to Los Angeles and punch this guy outside of the court. I'm like, how could you do this, you idiot? Y'all going to see me on the news. What a dummy. Give me a free $650 a year, and I don't got to pay for expenses?
I mean, the guy won the lottery and gave it back. That's basically what that is.
Gambling is a terrible, terrible addiction. Be careful, people. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
January 23rd, 1979, Willie Mays, he reacts to being elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Let's take a listen.
Although the vote taken by the Baseball Writers Association was not unanimous, Mays made it to the Hall of Fame by a landslide. I spoke with Willie earlier today.
I always felt that I should be in the Hall of Fame. That's my opinion. Of course, it have to be official. I don't know why it takes 5 years for a guy to wait to get into it, because if he's that good, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Why should I want to let him go the first year he's out?
I mean, damn, 24-time All-Star, World Series champ. I could go on and on and on. God bless and rest the soul of Willie Mays. January 23rd, 2011. The Packers, NFC Championship game, they beat the Chicago Bears 21-14. They still won. Aaron Rodgers threw two interceptions. Here's some highlights courtesy of Fox.
On third down and five, pressure. Pass is picked off, and who is it? Big B.J. Raji for the touchdown. Under a minute to go, fourth and four. Over the middle, picked off by Shields. And Shields takes it the other way. The Green Bay Packers are going to ride to the Super Bowl on that.
Yeah. Packers ultimately went to the Super Bowl. They beat the Steelers 31-25. January 23rd. My apologies to the fans that love the Buffalo Bills, because in 2022, we saw one of the best football games I've ever seen in my life. The Chiefs beat the Bills 42-36. This is that crazy game. Divisional round. Three lead changes in the last 2 minutes, 25 points, and then the Buffalo Bills didn't get the ball in overtime. They changed the rule. These are some of the highlights. CBS.
In 17 seconds. Down the middle to the end zone. Touchdown number four on the night for Davis.
Got to throw it right away, right now, to someone in the middle.
Down the middle. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a 48-yard attempt.
So hundreds of thousands around the planet. The kick is good.
It's going to overtime.
Looking to the end zone
for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs. Championship game.
Yeah, that game was so crazy. They changed the overtime rules. They're like, yeah, we got to let the other team get the ball. Like that wasn't fair. It's a part of the game. You got to play within the rules. But everybody wanted to see Buffalo at least get a chance and a shot to answer back. So thank God they've changed the rules. I mean, if we can get half of that game on Sunday, sign me up. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. January 23rd, 2025. Damn, I feel like we were just doing New Year's. We already talked about this. Give it 3 weeks. We got pitchers and catchers reporting. We got a guy like Pete Alonso who still doesn't have a job. Maybe he goes to Toronto. Speaking of jobs, we talked about Liam Cohen might be on his way to coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars. It looks like Rob Saleh is going to be back with the 49ers. We found out the starters for the NBA All-Star Game. And I know that's going to be real janky in a couple of weeks. breaking the teams down into four separate teams to have a mini tournament. Okay, whatever. Whatever works. And so we talked about a lot. The Chiefs, the referees, Ipe stealing. And we'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody who watched on the YouTube live stream. You can watch it. You can watch the replay. Just go search the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you again to Trey Wingo for joining us to talk some football as well. If you learned anything, don't be like Ipe Mizuhara. Yeah, listen to that in the last break. We got audio of this guy pretending to be Shohei Ohtani, trying to get $200,000 transferred from his account. What a dummy. Yeah, he going to go to prison for a while. Anyway, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you?
Ryan _ Hickey and the number 3.
And we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. We're going to have predictions. We're going to have guests. Yeah, football. We only got 3 more games left in the season. We're going to talk about 2 of them ahead of the Super Bowl. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Hickey. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool, and be smooth. Thank you, Greg.